From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, Feedworks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedworksUSA.com.
Got a new tech device? Be sure to recycle your old one. The Consumer Electronics Association is making it easy to recycle your old TVs, tablets, and smartphones. Go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll find the recycling center closest to your home. That's greenergadgets.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at highlights in farm news from all around our region. Farmers markets in Tennessee are gearing up for National Farmers Market Week, which is August 2nd through the 8th this year. The most popular farm products at farmers markets in Tennessee at this time of the year include sweet corn, tomatoes, cantaloupe, and farm fresh eggs. West Virginia horticultural producers continue to monitor for the spotted lanternfly this summer. The pest is now confirmed in 21 counties in West Virginia and is considered a serious threat to vineyards and orchards. And Ag Progress Days, which is Pennsylvania's largest outdoor farm show, that event runs August 11th through the 13th this year. The event attracts tens of thousands of people, and it'll be held at the Russell E. Larson Agricultural Research Center located near Pennsylvania Furnace, and that is located near Altoona, Pennsylvania.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Our pearl of wisdom today is one I recently saw on a church sign in rural Virginia. And that church sign said, "Smartphones. Yes, they may bring you closer to those who are far away, but they also take you away from those who are sitting right next to you." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ishii.